Two decades ago, the U.S. cracked down on deadbeat dads. Stronger child support enforcement was a major part of welfare overhaul under President Bill Clinton.
Governments do not raise children. People do, and the parents must take responsibility for the children they bring into this world.
It's largely worked. The child support collection rate has tripled since then. Yet today, there is more than $100 billion in unpaid child support debt. The Obama administration says the bulk of men who owe it simply don't have the money to pay. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
47-year-old Harel Philippa owes $20,000 in child support. But Philippa says he's no deadbeat.
Calm down, please.
Okay? I thought you could hire.
You gotta calm down?
Philippa lives in his late mother's West Baltimore row house. His tween sons play Minecraft on the Xbox. His toddlers run and jump. Philippa fries up a large plate of fish and chicken for dinner.
Yeah, I try to feed a nice meal. That way, at the end of the day, once they take a bath, they go right to sleep.
Philippa had his first child young, at 14. His own father wasn't around. He says being a dad makes him feel complete. Philippa has five young sons with one woman. They've mostly lived with him while their mother worked as a restaurant manager. His child support debt is for two teens with his ex-wife. Their son lives with her. He has full custody of their 15-year-old.
Hello, I'm Carlita.
Yes, Philippa owes child support for his daughter, even though she lives with him. It's not clear why. He's been asking the court to change it. He admits it's tough getting by with so many kids. He's paid child support sporadically. His last job was as a truck driver.
I was making, $1,300 every 2 weeks, and they were taking five-something out every 2 weeks.
Of child support.
Right. And after the taxes and all that, can you imagine what that left me?
States can garnish up to 65% of a parent's income for child support. Philippa says it didn't leave him enough for child care. His hours were crazy and long. He hated leaving the kids with a sitter.
Sometimes you get that gut feeling, and when they cry, I just couldn't do it. I felt something wasn't right.
So in a move not likely to get much sympathy in family court, Philippa quit. For 2 years, he's relied on food stamps and other aid. His child support debt has ballooned.
When people have orders that they can't comply with, it doesn't motivate them to work and pay. It does the opposite.
Vicky Turetsky heads the Federal Office of Child Support Enforcement. She says too many men quit jobs, turn down promotions, or go underground when courts set child support orders too high. That's because when there's no income, she says, many judges impute it, basing payments on, say, a full-time minimum wage.
I'm going to call it magical thinking. You could call it the income we think you should have, but the bottom line is that it is income that does not exist.
The child support system was set up four decades ago, and Turetsky says it seems stuck there, as if a man with no college can still walk into a factory tomorrow and pull down middle-class wages. In fact, Jacqueline Boges of the Center for Family Policy and Practice says most child support debt is owed by men who make less than $10,000 a year.
Those women and children, we're asking that they become dependent on men who are just as poor as they are.
And Boges says when parents face jail for non-payment, it burdens entire families.
I've seen the parent of the guy paying his child support regularly. We've also talked to many custodial parents paying the child support so he won't go to jail.
At the Center for Urban Families in Baltimore, Antonio Martins come for job training, hoping to start paying his child support.
183.50 to be exact.
183.50 twice a month. That's how much he was ordered to pay for his daughter 5 years ago. Even though, another quirk in the system, Martin was in jail serving time for robbery.
So in my mind, I'm thinking like upon release, I'll start paying this amount a month.
But many states consider incarceration voluntary unemployment. No excuse to suspend child support.
When I came home and I got the first letter, I seen it was $4,000 on
that. That was 2 years ago. With his criminal record, Martin struggled to find work. His debt is now near $6,000. The Obama administration wants to bar states from letting child support pile up in prison. More controversially, it wants to make sure child support orders are based on a parent's actual income.
We can't be naive when we're dealing with parents who have walked away from providing for their children.
Robert Doerr is with the American Enterprise Institute and used to head child support enforcement in New York State. He says some parents go to great lengths to hide income. He worries the proposed changes would make it too easy to let fathers off the hook and hurt mothers and children.
We're talking about poor, single parents, often moms, and the child support collections that they get, when they get it, represents 45% of their income.
Daddy.
Yes, sir.
I know my lettuce.
You know your lettuce?
Yeah.
Harrell, Philippa's youngest, will head to school soon, and his mom, Philippa's ex, recently lost her job, so Philippa's looking to work again. This time, he hopes what's left in his paycheck after child support will be enough. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.